Hi VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled, Why We Pick Difficult Partners. And this video discusses the psychology behind why people often choose boyfriends or girlfriends that are more difficult to deal with. So I'm sure that you've had a friend who you think always picks the wrong guy or the wrong girl. And maybe you've told them that they should try and find someone better, someone easier to deal with maybe. But we all know that it's easier to look at a relationship from the outside and say this, but the emotions and the psychology that are involved in relationships and feelings for other people are pretty complicated. So this video explains a little bit about why we sometimes choose partners that might not seem like the best choice. Okay, let's look at our sentence. Some very real constraints around whom we can love and feel properly attracted to come from a place we might not think to look: our childhoods. Our psychological history strongly predisposes us to fall for only certain types of people. So this sentence is explaining that the people that we feel attracted to, or the girlfriends or boyfriends that we pick, might actually have something to do with our childhoods. And the video goes on to explain more about how our childhoods affect who we choose as partners. And if you're interested, you can go take a look at that video and see the full explanation. But we are going to get into our vocabulary. Before we get into our vocabulary, let's read our sentence one more time a little bit slower. Some very real constraints around whom we can love and feel properly attracted to come from a place we might not think to look: our childhoods. Our psychological history strongly predisposes us to fall for only certain types of people. Okay, let's look at our vocab. Our first vocab word is constraint. Constraint is a noun, and it is something that limits or restricts. So for example, you could say, we had to adjust our plans for the event due to budget constraints. So that would mean that our budget had limits or restrictions. We only had this limited budget, so we had to adjust our plans. Our second word is restriction. Restriction is related to constraint, and it is a noun. And it means something, as a law or a rule, that limits. So for example, you could say, during the summer, the government put restrictions on water use. So during the summer, since it rains less, there's less water, the government put restrictions or limits on how much water everyone could use. Maybe they made a law or just a rule that made people have to limit their water use. Okay, our next word is also related to constraint, and it is restraint. So restraint is the act of stopping or holding back. But most often in English, we use this word to describe a control over one's emotions or thoughts. For example, you could say, Ben showed a lot of restraint when dealing with the rude customer. So if you say someone showed a lot of restraint, it means they showed a lot of control over their emotions or their thoughts. So they didn't get angry or crazy. They stayed calm in a difficult situation, or in a situation where some people might have lost control over their emotions. Okay, our next word is attract. Attract is a verb, and it means to cause someone to like or be interested in something, or to move toward a place. So for example, you could say, the Eiffel Tower attracts tourists from around the world. We also often say someone is attracted to someone else. And this would mean that they like that person, or they find that person good looking or charming. So in our sentence, this is the way that we're using attracted. We say whom we can love and feel properly attracted to. You could also say something like, Jerry is attracted to his coworker, Emma. And that would mean he likes her or he finds her good looking or charming. Our next word is related to attract, and it is attractive. Attractive is an adjective, and it means pleasing or appealing or interesting or good looking. So for example, you could say the job offer is very attractive. So It seems like a good job offer. It attracts you. It makes you want to take that job offer. Or you could say something like, Kevin is a nice guy, but he's not very attractive. If you say he's not very attractive, it means he's not very good looking. Okay, our next word is attraction. Attraction is a noun, and it means something that interests or pleases. So for example, you could say something like, Times Square is a popular tourist attraction. Or this word can also mean a feeling of interest in something or someone. For example, you could say, As soon as Kate met Tyler, she felt an attraction to him. So she felt interested in him. She felt like she liked him. All right, our next word is psychological. Psychological is an adjective and it means mental or relating to the mind. For example, you could say something like, Depression is a common psychological disorder. Our next word is related to psychological and it is psychology. Psychology is a noun and it is the science or the study of the mind and behavior. For example, you could say, He has a degree in psychology. Psychology can also mean the way a person or a group thinks. For example, you could say, The investigators want to understand the criminal's psychology. So they want to understand the way that this criminal thinks. Our next word is related to psychological as well, and it is psychologist. So a psychologist is a person who studies psychology. Psychologists may do research or help patients. An example sentence might be, If you are struggling with your mental health, you might want to see a psychologist. Okay, our next word is predispose. Predispose is a verb, and it means to make someone more likely to behave in a certain way or to be attracted by something. In our sentence, we say our psychological history predisposes us to fall for certain types of people. So it makes it more likely for us to fall for certain people. You could also say something like, Obesity predisposes you to other health issues, such as heart disease. So obesity makes it more likely for you to later develop other health problems. The next word is related to predispose and it is dispose. This is also a verb and it means something very similar. It means to cause someone to be likely to do or have something. For example, you could say something like, Jared's personality disposes him to conflict with others. So his personality causes him to be likely to be in conflict with others, to argue with others. Okay, our next vocab is fall for. Fall for is a phrase, and it basically means to fall in love with. For example, you could say, Linda fell for her classmate, Tony. So that would mean that she fell in love with Tony. This phrase fall for also has another meaning. It can mean to be tricked. So you could say something like, I felt stupid for falling for my little brother's trick. So he played a trick on me and I fell for it. Our last vocab is head over heels. And this is also a phrase and it means deeply or very much. And it's almost always used in relation to love. So you could say, Linda is head over heels for Tony. And that would mean she is deeply or completely, totally in love with Tony. And with that, we've come to the end of our vocabulary. So let's read our sentence one more time. Some very real constraints around whom we can love and feel properly attracted to come from a place we might not think to look. Our childhoods. Our psychological history strongly predisposes us to fall for only certain types of people. All right, that's all we have for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, do you think that you tend to choose difficult partners? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.